is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Sheikh Hasina in New Delhi today. The two leaders will hold wide-ranging talks to give a new momentum to the bilateral ties. India and Bangladesh will also sign a number of agreements on several issues. Ms. Hasina arrived in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. Apart from holding bilateral talks with Mr. Modi, the visiting leader is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met her yesterday and discussed various bilateral issues. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, Bangladesh Prime Minister's state visit to India underlines our close and abiding ties. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Bangladesh is a key partner and trusted neighbour of India, and PM Hasina's visit will give a major boost to the celebrated bilateral partnership. The centre has enacted a stringent law that aims to curb malpractices and irregularities in competitive examinations. The law entails provisions for a maximum jail term of 10 years and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees for offenders. In a notification published in the Official Gazette, Ministry of Personnel said that provisions of the law came into force yesterday. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Bill 2024 was passed by Lok Sabha on 6 February and Rajya Sabha on 9th February this year. President Draupadi Murmu gave approval to the bill on 12th February, turning it into a law. The Act aims to prevent unfair means in public examinations conducted by the Union Public Service Commission, Staff Selection Commission, National Testing Agency, Railway Recruitment Board and Banking Recruitment Examination Bodies, among others. It has provisions for a minimum of 3 to 5 years of imprisonment to curb cheating, and those involved in organized crimes of cheating will face 5 to 10 years of imprisonment and a minimum fine of 1 crore rupees. Joint CSIR UGC NET examination June 2024 has been postponed due to unavoidable circumstances as well as logistic issues. In a public notice, National Testing Agency said the exam was scheduled to be held between 25 to 27th of this month. The NTA said revised schedule for the conduct of this examination will be announced later through the official website. For any queries or clarifications, NTA has advised the candidates to call NTA Help Desk at 011-4075-9000 or 011-6922-7700 and write to NTA at csirnet@nta.ac.in. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the 53rd GST Council meeting in New Delhi today. GST Council is meeting for the first time after the formation of the new government. The last GST Council meeting was held on 7th October last year. During the meeting, the Council took several decisions. The GST Council had recommended amendments and conditions of appointment of President and member of the proposed GST appellate tribunals regarding the eligibility and age. The Council had also recommended nil rate for food preparation of millet flour in powder form. The Council had also decided to reduce GST on molasses from 28% to 5% in relief to cane farmers for faster clearance of dues and to reduce the cost of manufacturing cattle feed. Akashvani News has been recognized as one of the most trusted news brands in India. A recent survey conducted by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, Oxford University, has confirmed Akashvani News' preeminent position in the nation's media landscape. Released as part of the Digital News Report 2024, this annual publication revealed that Akashvani News received a trust score significantly higher than that of other prominent media houses in the country. Reacting to this remarkable feat, Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal called it a validation of unwavering commitment of Akashvani News to broadcasting the truth under all circumstances. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024, India will take on Bangladesh in Super 8's clash this evening at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North South in Antigua. And that is the end of this news bulletin.